The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Okay, it's working. Wonderful, wonderful.
All right.
All right.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
I'm DeVram Stiefler, and we're the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And DeVram, it's been a while since we recorded a podcast, but we're back at it. It feels good, doesn't it?
That's right. We're back at it. It feels good to be back on the horse, as it were.
Luckily, we picked a time where nothing huge happened in the world of politics. Like, we picked a great time to take a break.
Yeah, it was good. It was a slow few weeks for the news, and that was convenient for us because we hate when we miss out on stuff, and
right.
this was a relief.
The only big news story I could think of, like, there was the presidential debate, but the only thing I could take from the debate that I think would be newsworthy is that both of these candidates are very good at golf.
So that would be the headline, I guess, of our time off, is that both candidates claim to be good at golf.
Yes.
Do you think
yes.
Trump wins those tournaments that he wins at his own golf clubs? Do you think that's real? I mean,
do I think he win? Well, I think he is declared the winner. You know, it's like the same thing where you win the presidential election, but you lose the popular vote by 3 million and 7 million. I don't know. Yeah, he wins them, but he rigs them for himself or something like that. It's a rigged thing. I don't know. That's probably not a good analogy.
Like, he's not saying he wins the senior tournament, right? He's saying he just wins all these tournaments that take place at his golf clubs.
I can't go into it because my brain will break if I think about that debate right now.
I don't think Biden has as many wins, tournament wins, but he also doesn't own the golf clubs. So
he might own the golf clubs, DeVram, but not the golf clubs.
Right.
We took a little bit of a break from the podcast, and we are going to be on the horse again, seeing through this election, and it really is shaping up to be historic in a lot of different ways. And today we're going to talk about our experience in Wisconsin, basically a few miles from where the RNC is going to be, at a Trump rally in Racine, Wisconsin. Did I say it right, DeVram?
I think you did, because I was saying Racine, and a nice young man in line corrected me. And everyone was like, yeah, idiot, newscaster guy. So Racine, I think, is how it's said.
All right, well, let's get into it. This is the truth about our experience at the Trump rally in Racine, Wisconsin.
No.
Racine.
Are you serious?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a Trump rally in Wisconsin. Whatever. This is the truth. Let's get to it.
The eyes of the country, the eyes of the nation, the eyes of the world are on Racine today.
Thank you very much. Wow. Oh, I love Milwaukee. I was the one that picked Milwaukee. They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I'm the one that picked Milwaukee. I love it. I'm the one that picked Milwaukee officially. So Milwaukee. That's what he said. We can't help it. And they're truthful people. But hello, Wisconsin. Hello.
Darrell, let's get into it. Wisconsin is a place that we have like kind of a checkered past with. We've tried to go there a couple times, and our flights were either delayed or canceled, or we had the emergencies pop up where we had to cancel the trip at the last minute. It feels like it's almost cursed for the Good Liars to go to Wisconsin.
A little bit. Yeah, we sat on the runway for like 3 hours at one point.
That sucked.
We didn't make it and then had to reroute to a different terrible event one of the yeah. other times. Yeah. So it's not been easy to get to, but we did make it this time, and we did make it as well like a year ago for the GOP debate.
Which was very hot.
Was that a year ago?
I think it was in August of 2023, the first debate.
Oh, that's right. Because it was the hottest August 23rd ever on record in Milwaukee ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And Donald Trump was afraid to show up to that. He was afraid to debate the other Republican candidates for president. But he wasn't afraid to go to a rally with a bunch of supporters cheering him on.
And I remember also, he didn't want to show up. He didn't want to debate. He also publicly said that whoever the nominee was, he was not going to commit to backing them.
What a guy.
And nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody gives him a hard time. Everyone, I remember we would ask about that. They'd be like, well, you know, that's Trump. Whatever.
He shoots somebody in Fifth Avenue. You're like, hey, that's just Trump being Trump, man. But he's going to be back there as well as a whole slew of other Republicans later this year for the RNC in Milwaukee. And Trump, he visited the Capitol. He returned to the scene of the crime, being January 6th. He was quoted saying that Milwaukee is a horrible city. So, whatever.
It was successfully spun right before this rally that he was just referring to the crime there. The crime is horrible. I don't think that's what he said.
You know, I love Milwaukee. I was the one that picked Milwaukee, I have to tell you. I was the one that picked it. These lying people that they say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee.
Yes. So this was our experience. We took off on Monday. The rally was on a Tuesday. No problems with our flight. Lovely Delta flight.
Mm-hmm.
We had a day to decompress or an evening to decompress. And we headed 40 minutes south of where we were staying in Milwaukee to
Racine,
Wisconsin. I just want to say it's a beautiful town. It's on the lake.
Yeah, it was really had a nice little main street. Every block you'd walk on the main street, you would look to the it depends which direction you're walking, but for us, you'd look to the left, you'd get a clear view of Lake Michigan. Oh. It was like a nice hot day, but the breeze was coming off the lake. Racine, if you do have any money to give us for advertising your town, your tourism board, or whatever, we will tell everyone, you should go visit. You really should. Go to QP Burger. We didn't get to go, but it looked good.
So we've said this before, but Trump rallies, the big thing the left likes to say is that, like, nobody cares about Donald Trump. Look at the sad crowd, whatever. We've said it outside the courthouse, which was actually true. There's nobody there supporting him when he said there thousands of people are trying to get there. But when you go to a Trump rally, and this was no different, there are a lot of people. I would go so far to say there was a shit ton of people there.
There was a fuck ton of people there. When we first got there, because we got there a few hours before the doors opened, I thought, you know, and it was a Tuesday during the day, I thought maybe this one won't be as well attended. We've been to ones on the weekend a lot, and I thought maybe this will just feel like a smaller to-do. But, you know, within an hour, the line had started to really, get longer and longer, and that just happened until we left. The line was just getting longer and longer.
Yes. So the beginning of the day, we were talking about the big story about Trump is, who's he going to pick as his VP pick? We were wondering who the Trump supporters wanted Donald Trump to pick as his VP. And we wanted to know if they'd support him no matter what. So we had a list of people for them to say if they would support him or not.
Right.
It wasn't shocking. Like, the most shocking ones were not shocking to us because we've heard him before.
Right.
But I think for anyone, a normal person who doesn't go to these rallies and hear this,
you might be a little bit surprised at the people that they would be okay with.
Who would you like to be Trump's VP pick?
I think his absolute best pick would be Marco Rubio.
Who is the Trump VP pick that you'd like to pick?
Candace Owens.
I'd be okay with any of them.
Any of them?
Yep.
Have you seen the list? Because there are some out there names on there. Yeah. Doug Burgum?
Yes, Burgum would be wonderful.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah.
General Michael Flynn?
Yep.
Mike Lindell?
Probably.
Kanye West?
If he's conservative, I'm not sure what his values are. I know he's run for president before.
Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. If he picked him, I'd go with it.
If Donald Trump picked Hulk Hogan, you'd support him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trump has good judgment, and he will pick the right person.
If he picked Kanye West, you'd be fine with it?
Yep.
Trump's going to pick a VP. Who would you like his VP to be?
JFK.
JFK Jr.?
Well, they're saying he possibly could still be alive. We framed he is. And
so you want John F. Kennedy Jr. to be Trump's VP candidate?
Of course not. Yeah, of course we do. Absolutely. But yeah, I think it'll change the world, because if he's dead and all of a sudden he comes alive,
I guess
isn't that
would change the world.
To the world.
The shot heard around the world.
I mean, that would be a shock, but he is dead though, right?
One of the people had a Q shirt on, so we kind of knew, I think, when we started talking to them that it might go in that direction, but it still is a little surprising every time. It still is.
A couple things from that. I don't want to misquote these people who are saying JFK Jr. should be the VP pick for Donald Trump. JFK Jr., of course, died in 1999 in a plane crash. But I think that they said JFK Jr. or J.D. Vance would be good, too.
It's or J.D. Vance. Super sensible. For anyone watching or listening, it sounds like the top possibilities are J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Doug Burgum, and maybe Tim Scott.
Wait, Hulk Hogan isn't on the Shirelles list? Where did I get that information that I was going with there? Hulk Hogan's not on the list?
It was on your note card, so it was on that short list.
That's true. I liked the guy who, you know, was saying yes to everything and was fine with Hulk Hogan. He kind of sounded like a wrestler. He was like, yep,
brother. Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, I'd go with the Hulkster, brother. What you gonna do?
It's gonna watch it be Hulk Hogan. Watch it just happen. It's just fucking stupid.
It could be anybody. From what I've taken in, the news I've taken in about this, it's like, it's very much about who would not overshadow Trump.
So that's why the Hulkster is not on the lists. Yeah, because he was ripping his shirt off. Like, that's going to
happen. Right.
Like, Trump's going to be like, well, that's going to get his shirt on, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's way too exciting.
Hulk Hogan arrived. Hulk. What is he doing?
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God.
And then I was hearing that, you know, Marco Rubio might be like a really sensible pick, but he hasn't really, like, he didn't show up to the trial. He hasn't done enough kissing of the ring to be like, you know, the obvious pick for Trump. So there's like a balance of all these things that Trump is looking for. Someone who's like shown their love and loyalty, but who won't outshine him, who won't cause him any problems. So JFK Jr. could be
the sensible pick.
That guy, yeah.
Certainly not overshadowing him since his death.
Right.
The fun thing about Marco Rubio is in 2016, he accused Donald Trump of having a small dick.
And you know what they say about men with small hands?
Yeah. And then J.D. Vance called Trump America's Hitler, I believe, or something like that.
You said, I'm a never Trump guy. Never liked him. Terrible candidate. Idiot if you voted for him. Might be America's Hitler. Might be a cynical a-hole. Cultural heroine. Noxious and reprehensible.
So strong endorsements for your potential VP
picks. Endorsements.
There.
Strong 180s.
Who do you think it's going to be, DeVrom, if you had to pick? If you were Trump and you have all the same personality defects that he has. So keep that in mind when answering the question.
I think it Marco Rubio, just because I think J.D. Vance is like an extremely motivated person. I do think he would be trying to set himself up to be in power one day by accepting that role. And I don't think Trump wants to share the spotlight in any way. And I think like if he's elected, he'll want to somehow set up a family member or someone who's totally loyal to him or not someone with their own ambitions. And I think J.D. Vance is like a very, very ambitious person. I think that would be threatening to Donald Trump.
That's interesting. One of the guys that I was asking these people about, he had a kind of an interesting idea that I'd never heard before. And it sounded like he was actually involved in politics in Wisconsin for the Republican Party. He said he wants Ron DeSantis or I think Youngkin to be the
I remember that guy, the
nominee. And he also said there's nothing in the Constitution that says that they have to give up being governor of their state.
Right.
So I was like, that's interesting, I guess, but kind of like spits in the face of the office of the vice president, which.
And then his response, I think, was the vice president doesn't do shit, so it doesn't matter.
It's like, what do they do? Go to some funerals? Whatever. You'll be on Zoom. What do you
right,
want?
Right, right. Like, that's what he said. He was like, didn't we learn in the last 4 years you can do everything on Zoom?
This is the first Trump rally we have been to since the guilty verdict.
Right.
Of the New York case. So we were kind of interested to find out if this has affected the Trump supporters in any way. We assumed that it wouldn't. But we still wanted to get out there and ask the hard-hitting questions that the Good Liars are known for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Donald Trump is innocent, and I think that's why he was found innocent.
And I think that...
He was found guilty.
Yeah. Well, he got...
He was found guilty on 34 felonies.
And yet, he's still not locked up. So there's a reason for that.
Well, they haven't done the sentencing yet. That's July 11th.
Still back him up.
I've been known to get caught in the weeds a little bit on some of these details.
I feel like that is what some people we talk to, they're like, oh, you're hung up on the fact
you're
that Donald Trump was indicted. I said he wasn't indicted at all, and you said 91 times, but I don't believe that he was. So why are you so hung up on these stupid facts about this? I talked to somebody who had an interesting shirt that I'll describe for the listeners. He had a shirt that we've seen at a couple of these events. It says four-time indictment champion, which is, and it looks like it's like almost
a Super Bowl champion shirt.
Okay. I was going to say, what's the starter shirts where they like did the cartoons of the basketball teams when they would win the championships?
Right,
remember that? Like the Bulls would have those.
'90s kind of look.
Anyway, here's that interview.
He's innocent and completely innocent until proven guilty, and there's just no evidence on him. So
he was convicted, and so he is guilty.
I disagree with the...
No, but he is guilty.
I disagree.
No, but he was proven guilty. We can agree on that.
I disagree.
But we can agree that he was convicted.
He said it was, but I think it was a false ruling.
But he was convicted. So we were talking about this. We were talking about that he's been convicted. People are supporting him, felons, all like the Law and Order crowd. You know, it's a very obvious thing there. We were like, we got to make a shirt about this. This is going to be funny. We can do a really funny shirt with this. So we make a shirt. And we get there, and one in every 15 shirts that people are wearing literally say, I'm voting for a felon.
It's been said before by us and a million other people, like, it's past the point of parody in a lot of ways. Like, it should matter. People forget there was, like, a jury of people who listened to this, and then it's our justice system. They found him guilty, but nobody's buying it, but in every other sense, Law and Order is like the most important thing, but not in this case.
I actually talked to one of the people who was wearing one of those pretty nifty shirts. Is Law and Order really important to you?
Absolutely, especially where we live in not some great areas over in St. Louis, and they need to be cleaned up. So
it's important to obey the laws?
Absolutely.
And the shirt says, I'm voting felon. And what does that mean?
Well, he was convicted, but not that I believe it. I believe the last election was rigged, too, so.
All right, so Law and Order, but you're voting for a felon.
Yes, sir.
Very polite answer from that gentleman from, I guess, outside St. Louis, who made the trek to come to this rally.
We walked away, and I heard him over my shoulder be like, is that an oxymoron? Huh? Oh, well.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that an oxymoron? Huh. Is my whole life just kind of blowing up in my face now? Whatever. So let's hold on this for a second, because we're looking at Donald Trump's popularity now. And in the way I'm seeing it, it looks like it's growing to me. We've gone to these rallies. People were so enthusiastic for the last couple of years. We were going into the 2020 election as well, and we'd been back in 2016. It seems like there are more Trump supporters who feel motivated to go and see him in person and show their support than ever before. Do you think that's true, or am I just making this up because I have such dread about the election?
It could be a little of both. I mean, I certainly share the dread about the election. They've always been popular, though, right? But this feels like that people are more certain than ever. The people we talk to, I guess the enthusiasm feels like it's growing. You know, the 34 felonies, I've definitely brought this up a few times. As validating as it was to see this guy who seems to have gotten away with everything for 40 years in front of all of us, you know, in his businesses and then later in politics, I guess there's something good about being held accountable, but it just ushers in this new era of even more divisive rhetoric. And then also, if he is elected, it's just going to be a revenge tour. And I think people are along for the ride and feel that there's like this righteous, you know, war being fought. And so they seem more sure than ever. And they're certainly, the crowds are not getting smaller, if anything, bigger.
People say, when we ask him, and we said this before, what are the most important issues? It's always immigration and the economy are like one and two. But then when you start talking to people, it seems like it's more about Donald Trump's personality and they feel like he's being attacked and therefore they're being attacked. It like they don't hold on those for very long. And it seems like it's more just about Donald Trump
right.
and what he represents to them personally.
They all have a little Donald Trump inside of them. And they don't want him to be persecuted. They're a little emotional Donald Trump. They don't want that part of them to be persecuted. So I agree.
I just had a flashback to the rally. And I don't know how old this person was, so I didn't want to put the video up. I think they're over 18, but maybe not. Very young looking person in like a suit with a red tie, wearing a MAGA hat. And I was asking about the VP picks. And then I like asked them and he like snapped at me. His face turned red. And he's like this gangly, I'm not going to throw any stones at anybody who's gangly. I'm gangly. Gangly kid. And he's like, I don't talk to fake news. I don't talk to fake news.
Yeah.
And just like his face was just red, boiling over with anger. And it was like he was just like molded from Donald Trump. Everything about him.
Yeah. It was so twisted in anger. There's a distrust for the media, which I think Donald Trump started from the very beginning. The fake news. I didn't think at the beginning, I thought if you make enemies of the media, they're not going to report on you and you're going to end up suffering the consequences of it. But I was so wrong. It's just the opposite. You just want to fight them at every turn and you make people feel that this righteous indignation about everything that's going on. And then you become the arbiter of truth.
Yeah.
The only person you can trust is Donald Trump now. And he's kind of successfully done that for 30-35% of the voting population.
I think that fits nicely into what we're talking about with our next interaction that happened there. You talk about the fake news, well, that Donald Trump thinks that it's fake news and all these people are saying it now. I ran into somebody who had a shirt that was like the old Calvin and Hobbes bumper stickers where there's like Calvin peeing on something, but it's Donald Trump peeing on CNN.
Fake news, CNN, it's all fake. Fake Tapper, CNN. We're gonna find out next week.
At the debate?
Yes, absolutely. He's gonna cook them, just shred them.
Yeah?
Like, just like a turkey.
What do you want Trump to say to CNN next week?
Just expose them. Just expose them for the fraud they are.
And what specifically have they lied about?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Right. Well, you got a shirt that's just peeing on it and you called it fake news. So what specifically have they lied about? What makes them fake news?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I watch Fox News.
Right. But you called them fake news. Why do you think they're fake news? What are they saying that's fake?
The border.
All right. There you have it.
He was so sure he's going to shred him like a Thanksgiving turkey or whatever he said.
It's great. You don't shred a turkey, right? I mean, you carve a turkey.
I don't know. He seemed ready for. Not saying it made any sense, but the beginning of the conversation, he was all jazzed up for. But couldn't come up with the one thing, I guess. Yeah, I believe that a lot of the media don't like Donald Trump, but again, he started his campaign by telling everybody to hate the media. So
you see them up there, they're not even reporting. They just turned their cameras off.
They're not going to show all the people here.
It's like live on CNN, and he's like, they just turned them off. Look, so fucking stupid. You know, that wasn't officially licensed by the Calvin and Hobbes company. They like didn't put the Calvin and Hobbes stuff on a lot of merchandise, but now it's Donald Trump pissing on it. So it's like,
it's so undignified. Also, you can see his little butt, right? You can see
Trump's butt.
Trump's butt
up again.
He's turned away from the camera.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
It's just kind of like silly. It's like it's not. I don't know. That's your candidate funny. You love him. You worship him. You're there to support him. You got a little cartoon of his little butt.
Oh, that's great. Well, I fully support the Calvin and Hobbes pee thing coming back, but not the Donald Trump peeing on CNN. Unless you can name why CNN's fake news. I would say maybe CNN shouldn't have been playing as many Trump rallies, and maybe that made them fake news for a little bit because they gave a voice but to
they've moved guy. To the center more, right? That was a very conscious thing they did. These people should hate them less now, but they don't.
I think that was like a failure, but I think they've redone everything. I haven't watched CNN in a long time, I'll be honest. I don't watch a lot of cable news.
Yeah. You're like that guy. You just watch Fox.
I just watch Fox, man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't watch it.
I don't watch it.
The rally was a Trump rally, and like all Trump rallies that we attend, we didn't watch Trump speak because once you've heard one, you've heard them all. Mm-hmm. But the messages are that basically there's been a message for the last 3.5 years that is still being echoed by a lot of people there, which is a desire that some of these Trump supporters have, maybe repressed feelings. I don't know.
It says, fuck Joe Biden, and I think it means what it says.
All right, so when did you decide you wanted to fuck Joe Biden?
The day he got into office and shut down all the oil.
And that something about that just got you all heated up?
I run a small business.
Yeah.
I'm eating it every day.
Really? And you were just like, you just were like, I got to fuck Joe Biden.
Old standby.
Yeah.
I was surprised he really went along with it. I don't know. Seemed like a nice enough guy. I guess his idea was that he was suffering because of the gas prices, I guess. And he said he runs a small business. I can sympathize with that. But I think people think Biden just has like a knob where he messes with the gas prices in some way that he sees fit. Like it's just not how it works. It's the same thing with inflation. Like I think the U.S. handled it better than Europe has, but it doesn't matter. The president gets blamed for whatever's going on. So
you just end up eating it every day.
Eating it every day.
And we want to remind everybody to stick around for our bonus episode on Hero Hero. You can click the link in the description. We are going to talk about another interaction with another T-shirt. And it was an interesting little interaction.
The shirts are good. The shirts are great. The shirts giveth. The shirts
giveth.
It just tells you a lot about the person, the shirt they pick to wear on the big day of the big rally.
Got a question for you, DeVram.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, he's on the debate stage against Joe Biden. They ask him a question. It's a tough question about not accepting the election results in 2020, leading to the riot at the Capitol. Donald Trump takes a moment. He pauses. On the tip of his tongue, you could tell he's going to say, "You're fake news. You're fake news. This is all bullshit. You're fake news." But he stops himself. He doesn't say it. He sighs. He takes a deep breath. He walks to the front of the stage, unzips his pants, and starts peeing on the CNN
on the moderator.
Oh. Does he? Not on the people. I thought that crossed my mind, but I wasn't gonna go that way.
Okay.
Not on fake Tapper, as the guy said. He pees on the CNN logo on live television. He smiles. You can see a little bit of his butt crack while he does it.
Yeah.
Does Donald Trump gain voters or lose voters?
The country becomes more divided, but neither.
Oh,
happens.
Okay. Yeah. Neither happens.
A few
okay.
people, he gains a few, he loses a few, but everyone hates each other just a little bit more, which is what keeps fucking happening.
Well, DeVram, that was very well said. Should we have a moment of truth right now?
Yeah, we should. We should. It's always good to have a moment of truth at the end of these things. So, Racine, Wisconsin.
Rassin. Rassin.
Nope. We're going to say it right. We're going to respect the people of this town. Racine, Wisconsin was a beautiful little town on Lake Michigan. In many ways, a perfect picture of middle America. It was a little jarring to see a place like this totally overtaken by a Trump rally. But also, it's a valuable reminder that the enthusiasm is there. We've said it before. We'll say it again. The enthusiasm is there. People show up. In towns like this across the United States, people are enthusiastically saying that they believe Trump is the better alternative. And as angry as they get,
when you bring up certain topics, largely they seem pretty happy to be there. It's a pretty happy group of people. We're going to play a little video right here.
You guys happy or sad?
Happy.
Happy. Yep.
You guys happy or sad?
Always happy. Oh, thank you.
Joyful.
Yeah. You happy?
Always.
Always?
Always.
That's great. You guys happy or sad?
Happy.
I'm happy.
Happy or sad?
Happy.
Happy or sad?
Happy.
You guys happy or sad?
Happy.
Happy.
You gonna vote for Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay.
Do with that information what you will, but Trump is going to be very difficult to beat this November. Everyone is very happy to be supporting him, who is supporting him, and that's the truth.
Wow, thank you, DeBrom. Thank you for that moment of truth. That is the truth. Is it a sad truth? Maybe, depending on how you feel about things, and if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably a very sad truth for you. But we want to thank you for listening to The Good Liars Tell the Truth and remind you that you can support us for just $5 a month on herohero.co/thegoodliars. We're going to have an exclusive bonus episode for this episode and every episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth. You can go to herohero.co/thegoodliars for that. Check our website, thegoodliars.com, for live shows. We're going to be announcing some new ones soon. The Good Liars Fix America. DeBrom, before we go, I got to ask you, do you have any words of wisdom?
Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself.
I like that one. That's a nice one.
George Bernard Shaw, whomever that is. Maybe I should know.
I didn't. Now I hate it. I hate. I heard Bernie Shaw. I don't like that guy. I just don't like him. All right. Thanks for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth, everybody. Take care.